When we cry out to Jesus, he takes over for us, and he becomes then the introduction to the Father God. We become the children of Father God. We've left
hallelujah.
Our old father, Satan, the evil presence. We've left him.
Praise
and
God.
We've come over here now with Jesus. We left the old kingdom of darkness. Now we're in the kingdom of light. And we're what we call saved. We have salvation.
We're born again.
Amen. Amen. And that's the greatest transaction that can ever come into your life.
Hallelujah.
But see, Jesus came, and in fact, he was talking to disciples. He says, it's good that I go, because when I go, I will send you the Comforter, who will never leave you. He'll always be with you. Well, that's Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't force Holy Spirit on the children of God. It is a situation where you need to ask by faith for this marvelous gift of Holy Spirit to come on and to come into your life. And that's what he said. When you wait and you tarry, and see, they were looking with great expectancy for Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit came on them, then they were empowered. One of the things about Jesus, Barbara, I found very interesting, that even when he was conceived in Mary's womb, he was the child of Father God.
That's right. And he had earthly half-brothers, but they came from an earthly father and mother. He didn't have any real natural brothers because his father was Father God in heaven.
And he had a different bloodline.
That's right.
Okay, now the interesting thing is that Jesus was the child of God. He was the Son of God until he was 30 years old. He didn't do any miracles until he was empowered with this power of Holy Spirit that we're telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
When he was baptized in the River Jordan, first of all, he was baptized, his flesh was baptized by John in the river, in the water.
That's right.
After that, he was praying to the Father, and Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove. And then he was empowered with dunamis power, with the anointing. Now, that is the power that, again, removes the burden, destroys the yoke. And that marvelous power then took him into a miracle realm.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, he began doing miracles. And the first one recorded in Scripture was when they ran out of wine at this wedding feast. Why, the servants of the, really of the host there, were told by Jesus' mother, Mary, do whatever he tells you to do. And Jesus said, go over and get those pots there. And when they did, that water that was there for ceremonial cleansing was turned into wine, and some of the finest wine, by the way.
That's right.
Now, so there was a miracle. You see, to make it today, you have to walk and be in contact with a miracle force that's bigger than your circumstances. See, God may not change your circumstances, okay, right away, but you need the power of God to do that. And he's the one that can bring that in through the baptism of the Spirit, as we say.
That's right. And he said in Acts 1, verse 4, when Jesus, right before he left, he said, wait for what the Father has promised. Father God had promised this all through the Old Testament. We read you a scripture in Isaiah 28, that I will come with them through stammering lips in a foreign tongue. And he says, John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And we know that that is a viable baptism, Darren. And many people do stop right at salvation. They don't go on being baptized in Holy Spirit, and they lose. They become wimpy and useless, and just not powerful, just kind of sickly, sickly in the spirit. And we need to be strong and mighty. The verse that says that the kingdom is taken by force, what is the whole verse there?
Well, it says the violent will take the kingdom by
that's
force.
That's right.
And really, the power of God is very violent power.
It is. And we have to be strong in order to break through some of these things. We have to be strong through the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own. We are nothing without him. But with Holy Spirit, there comes a dunamis, dynamite power that just exceeds anything imaginable. And this comes, I really believe, Darren, through the entry of the baptism of Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues.
Well,
and I believe that's why Satan causes so much dissension in the church over this wonderful thing.
Well, you know, really, the apostles went about preaching Christ. When they did that, they were preaching Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. In other words, the power, really, to do what it says in 1 John 3:8. And it's a marvelous scripture. And see, some people don't realize why Jesus came. But 1 John 3:8 says it very simply. Jesus Christ came for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Well, what are some of those works?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe, and Scripture teaches, that really sickness comes from evil, comes from Satan. I believe that failure and despondency and murder and hate and revenge and all of those things come from the power of the enemy. We need something greater than that power.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That power is the power of Jesus Christ, the anointed one in his anointing, that anointing that goes out there and again removes the burdens and destroys the yoke. We need something bigger than we are, Barbara. It won't come through reason. It has to come through a relationship with Jesus and then asking him, well, I want the whole package. I want the power. I want that dunamis power, that explosive power. And I read over here in Ephesians 3:20, which is one of my favorite scriptures, but it's really an awesome scripture. And it talks about according to the power that works within you. And that is this power. And I'll just read the whole verse. It says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. That is the same power as we're talking about here that comes with Holy Spirit. So you can't have Holy Spirit and not have the power.
That's right.
And the power that you're looking for comes with Holy Spirit. And if you look at how God operates, if you just kind of step back and look, God spoke with his mouth in Genesis chapter 1 and created the world, created the universe, created light.
It was all by words.
It's all by words. This. Okay.
Yes.
Now, Jesus did most of his miracles through words.
And he was called the Word.
He's called the Word. In fact, in John,
can't get away from it.
It says, in the beginning, get that, folks, was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Hallelujah.
Well, then he became flesh, and most of you know the story. Jesus came on the earth. He was called the Word, the Son of God, Son of the Most High God. Well, now we have this situation here. And so many people come to us, Barbara, and they write to us and they say, I really don't know how to pray. Or they may not even say that much. They might say, I've got a situation that's just getting the best of me.
It's impossible. Yeah.
Well, and then it is.
You know, and a lot of it is relationships. You know, Darren, I couldn't live with you if I didn't have Holy Spirit empowering me every day. We're so different. You are so different than I am. And we have to have this common ground, Holy Spirit here in our lives to keep us going smoothly, operating smoothly in this relationship. Don't you agree?
Well, I'd probably lose because you're so strong. No, sir, we are both very
really?
Strong people. We're both firstborn. We both are pretty sure that we're right.
And all the time.
Barbara doesn't repent often enough. Okay. But back to the Word here.
But we do need Holy Spirit in all of our relationships. We cannot do it on our own. We cannot do it through psychology. That is a dead end. It is really a dead end.
Well, that really is a religion. That's a secular religion, folks. And I know that may have started out with good intentions, but here we go. It says in Romans 8:26, and I love the 8th chapter of Romans, one of my favorites, by the way. But it says in the 26th verse here, and in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. We have people all the time saying, I am too weak. I can't handle my circumstances, the situation, the things that are coming against me, Darren. With my kids or my grandkids or my job or my investments or my lack of money or too much money or whatever. You'd be surprised. I've had people tell me, had a lot of money, Darren, this is a real burden. Well, to a person that's never had a lot of money, they don't understand it. But I've been around enough wealthy people to know that they really are telling me the truth. Darren, this is such a burden. I have such a payroll. In fact, I sat on the edge of a very extremely wealthy man. If I told you, in fact, he'd owned one of the franchises in the National Football League, and I sat on the side of his bed, and he was very, very ill. And he had 20,000 employees around the world. And he said, every Friday I have to meet payroll. He had a lot of money, but it was a real challenge. It wasn't fun anymore. All right, now in your situation, you may be saying, yeah, I'm one of these people, I'm weak. And again, it says here, and in the same way, the Spirit, the meaning Holy Spirit, also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should. See, sometimes you don't even have the words. You say, God, I don't even have to describe this mess.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is beyond me. And I feel like I'm going down the tube an inch at a time, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. Some of you feel that way financially. Some of you feel that way in your health or your marriage or with your kids or with your employer or whatever it is. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. You know, God, every day he makes a wonderful new day for us. And he doesn't plan in those days a break for failure.
No, that's right. And it's true when we say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. He wants that for us. He wants it to be a wonderful, brand new, fulfilling day for us.
Well, I believe that.